在家堂里也有五个人，非常高兴看见大家。
So we're just getting ourselves organized here. I think everything is in good shape. We are going to continue our studies in the book of 2 Corinthians.
这一切呢，井然有序，每件事都很好。我们现在来开始学习《格林多后书》。
I have been wondering for the last several weeks how to give you an overview of the book of 2 Corinthians.
那这几个星期来，我一直在想，怎么样给你们一个关于《格林多后书》的一个概览。
There are many wonderful truths scattered here and there throughout the book of 2 Corinthians.
因为有很多真理都分散在这个格林多后书的这里那里。
But sometimes it's hard to tie it all together so that it fits.
因为有时候呢是很难把它们很好的联系在一起的。
And I think that the way for us to understand it is going to be this.
我认为我们来去理解的方式应该是这样的。
The common theme is how does the work of God carry on from the perspective of the one who's doing the preaching and from the perspective of the audience.
因为这里呢就是一个怎样的把那些讲到的人和听众把它很好的联系起来，在这一章里讲到我们做神的工的时候。
What is the work of God all about? How does it fit together?
神的工是什么呢？我们怎么把它们很好的联系在一起呢？
So as we go through these chapters,We're going to get a view, a perspective of the Apostle Paul that you won't find elsewhere in the Bible.
在这里呢，我们会在这些书信里找到保罗的观点，你在其他的书信里是找不到的。
And so, as you study it, you'll begin to understand the man, the woman who are doing the work of God, and you'll begin to understand the relationship that they have with the people to whom they are ministering.
因为这里呢，从开始呢，你就会了解到弟兄和姊妹他们怎么做神的工，当他们去服侍的时候，这些工是怎么去开始去做。
All right, so that's just a little bit of a background to what we'll be studying for the next several weeks as we go through 2 Corinthians.
这里呢是给大家讲的一点简单的背景，在我们今后几个星期我们要学习格林多后书的时候应该理解的。
The first thing then that we'll consider is the fact that God is a God of comfort.
因为第一件我们要学习的是呢，那个神，他是那个安慰的神。
God loves us all. He loves his servants, and he loves those who preach to the people as well.
主呢，神爱我们所有的人，他爱他的仆人，同样爱那些去传讲他的话的讲道人。
Sometimes the work of God is difficult. Sometimes you'll be going through troubles and they're heavy and they feel difficult.
有时候呢，神的工是很难的，你发现呢，很难把这个工做好，所以呢，你就这时候有点困惑。
And behind all of the difficulties in life is the one who is the God of all comfort.
因为在我们生活中所有的困难之中呢，那个神他是我唯一能够安慰我们的那个神。
So we're going to study now verses 3 through 7. We're going to look at five verses, and you will notice that they're all about comfort and compassion. God loves you. God loves me, and He wants to help and comfort us.
因为我们读三节到七节，你会发现呢，所有的呢都是关于神安慰我们、同情我们、怜悯我们，神是那个安慰我们的神。
All right, so long we'll read verses 3 through 7, please. Then we'll go in English, and that'll help us to understand.
我先用跟大家用中文读一下，然后他再用英文读，然后来解释。愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。我们既多受基督的苦楚， 就靠基督多得安慰，我们受患难呢，是为叫你们得安慰、得拯救。我们得安慰呢，也是为叫你们得安慰。这安慰能叫你们忍受我们所受的那样苦楚。我们为你们所承的盼望是确定的，因为知道你们既是同受苦楚，也必同得安慰。
All right, so you don't realize this, but I am learning Chinese.
你可能没意识到，我正在学中文。
And the way I learn Chinese is I listen when it's being read.
所以呢，我学中文的方式呢，是当我们读的时候他在学。
And I just learned something that's very special about the word 安慰。
他说我学到了一个特别的词，就叫安慰。Okay,
so what's 安慰 mean?
安慰 comfort.
Okay, see, I know Chinese. Pretty smart.
你看看，他知道这个安慰就是 comfort, 他非常聪明。All
right, now, this passage is about comfort.
所以这一
How many times in this passage do we read about comfort?
所以呢，在这几节经文里，我们读到了几次安慰这个词呢？
10 times.
10次.
10 times.
10次.
Now the question would be, why did the Lord mention it 10 times?
问题呢就是呢，为什么主在这里重复了十次？
All right, the reason is because Jesus loves you and He wants to comfort you and He wants you to realize that He really does love you and He really does want to comfort you.
因为这原因呢，就是主耶稣爱你。 所以他要安慰你，他要你意识到他爱你，然后他真的是想要来安慰你。The
Lord Jesus said to His servants, just before He went to the cross, He said, be of good comfort, I have overcome the world. The Lord loves us, and He wants to comfort us, even though there are problems.
主耶稣在他上十字架之前，对他的那些仆人说呢，你们应得安慰，因为我已经胜过了这个世界。你们呢，要在你们的患难中得到很多的安慰。So
here in verse 3, He is referred to as the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort.
在第三节里呢，这里讲到的呢，是那个发慈悲的父，是赐各样安慰的神。
And in this book of 2 Corinthians, Paul is going to tell us about being in many situations in life.
在这个格林多后书论呢，使徒保罗告诉了我们在很多不同的情况下的方式。
Many situations which were going to be very pleasant and very easy.
在很多情况下呢，我们会感到非常高兴和非常放松。
And many situations which were going to be very sad and sorrowful and difficult.
在其他的很多情况下呢，我们也会感到的非常痛苦，非常困难，非常的难受。
And through it all, God is going to be able to comfort His people.
因为神是可以安慰他的子民的。
So you may remember the story when Peter was in prison in Acts chapter 12.
你们大家都可能记得这个故事，在《使徒行传》第十二章里，彼得当时是在监狱里。
And the guards were so zealous to guard him, they actually chained him to themselves. So he was in the cell in the middle of the night, chained to one guard on this side, chained to another guard on that side.
因为那些狱卒呢，他们实际上呢，他们就是很热情的在做他们的那种看守的工作，他们甚至用链子把他们几个狱卒都联系在一起。
And the Bible said he went to sleep.
但圣经说呢，他睡着了。
If you were chained between two guards, would you sleep?
如果你在你被两个守卫用链子拴着，你会睡觉吗？
And he went to sleep because he knew that God was the God of all comfort.
所以呢，他为什么睡着了呢？是因为彼得知道那个神就是安慰的神。
Now the question is, why does God comfort us?
所以问题是呢，为什么神要安慰我们呢？
And one of the reasons that he comforts us when we've got a problem is so that we can comfort someone else when they've got a problem.
所以其中的一个原因呢，为什么当我们有麻烦的时候，神呢安慰我们，是因为他如果神呢安慰我们，我们可以去安慰别人在有麻烦的呢。
So sometimes the little child will come running to his mother and he'll say, Mommy, Mommy, I've got a terrible problem.
所以呢，有时候呢，一个小孩会跑到他妈妈面前说，妈妈，妈妈，我现在有一个很大的麻烦。
And Mommy will often say, That's okay, everything will be all right.
妈妈通常会说，没事儿，没事儿，一切都会好的。
And the child says, No, 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 it's really bad.
因为那个孩子就说，不不不，这太糟糕了。
And Mommy says often, Don't worry, I've had that problem, and the Lord solved it for me. He can solve it for you. You don't need to worry. I've been there. I've had that problem. God solved it for me.
你妈妈通常会跟那个孩子说呢，我有跟你同样的问题曾经，但是呢，神呢安慰了我，神帮我解决了那个问题。我相信呢，如果神能帮我解决我那样的问题，也能帮你解决你同样的问题。
All right, so verse 4 says, God comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the same comfort that we ourselves receive from God.
第四节说呢，我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰，去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
So that's why the Christian message is so powerful.
所以这就是为什么基督徒的这个信息是非常有力量的。
We don't just say, We believe the Bible because it's the Bible.
我们不是只是说我们相信圣经，因为它是圣经。
We also say we believe the Bible because it works.
我们同样说呢，我们相信圣经是因为它奏效。
Okay, and so if we had time, we would just go from person to person and we'd say, you tell me how the Lord answered your prayer.
所以如果我们有时间的话呢，我们如果问每一个人是神主是怎样答应应允你的祷告的。
We were all around the table a few months ago, maybe a few years ago. And I said, has anybody at this table had the Lord answer their prayer? If the Lord has answered your prayer, raise your hand.
因为几个月之前，也许是几年之前，当我们大家都坐在这个房间里，坐在这个桌子的周围的时候，我问，如果说神应允了你们谁的祷告，你们把手举起来。
And I think everybody at the table raised their hand. They said, well, he's answered my prayer. Okay? He's God. It works.
他认为呢，当时呢，几乎每一个人都把手举起来了，说对对对，神应允了我的祷告。他是神，神是可以做一切事。
Now you remember those stories about when God answered your prayer, because someday you're going to have to tell that to somebody who says, I don't know what I can do. And you're going to say, let me tell you how God gave me comfort when I had a problem.
所以你要把那个神应允你的祷告的那个事儿记下来，因为当有些其他的人有问题的时候呢，你就会说，哎，听听我的故事，神是怎么怎么样来应允我的祷告的，所以他同样也能去应允你的祷告。
Now how much comfort do you get?
所以你得到了多少安慰了？
Verse 5, just as the sufferings of Christ overflow into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows.
这第五节讲呢，我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。
So here you've got the parallel between the sufferings and the comfort.
这里呢，你看到了那种苦楚和安慰的这个比较。
If you didn't have the sufferings, you wouldn't need the comfort.
所以呢，如果你没有苦楚的话呢，你就不需要安慰。
If you didn't have the sufferings, you wouldn't know that there was comfort.
如果你没有苦楚的话呢，你不会知道那里有安慰。
But when the suffering comes, and then the comfort comes, what do you usually say?
当你苦楚来的时候，安慰同时来了，你会说什么呢？
You say, oh, thank you, Lord. That was so good. That was so kind of you to send me comfort.When the trouble was there.
所以你就会说感谢主，感谢主。当那里有苦楚的时候呢，您的安慰来了。
Now verse 6 says, if we're distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation.
第六节说呢，我们受患难呢，是为叫你们得安慰，得拯救。
So Paul says, why did I have a problem? What's the reason for my problems?
所以使徒保罗说呢，为什么我有麻烦？我有麻烦的原因是什么呢？
And the answer is, my problems are there in order that... I've got to make sure I got this right. Yes, my distresses are there, and it's there because you need comfort and salvation.
所以呢，保罗使徒保罗是这样说的，我受患难呢，是为什么呢？是为了叫你们得安慰，得拯救。
And then he says later, if we're comforted, not if we're in distress, but if we're comforted, it also is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance for the same sufferings we suffer.
接着下来他又说呢，我们的安慰呢也是为了叫你们的安慰，这安慰能叫你们忍受我们所受的那样的苦楚。
So two things basically here. Number one, he's saying, if I suffer or if I have comfort, in either case, it's for your benefit.
所以呢，他这基本上就是说呢，如果我有苦楚啊，我得到安慰，基本上呢说呢是为了让你们得到益处。
Okay, and if you're suffering, same logic, it's for a benefit. The suffering and the comfort go sequentially. Suffering and comfort, suffering and comfort. And if you're suffering, you be patient, let the Lord comfort you.
所以呢，这里啊讲到的呢，这个逻辑上呢，它是这样的，就是说呢，你苦楚呢，接得的得到安慰，这样一个系列跟着，同样的这样的话呢，你得到你苦楚的时候，神主就会来安慰你。
All right, verse 7. Our hope for you is this, because we know that just as you share in our suffering, so you will share in our comfort.
第七节说呢，我们为你们所存的盼望是确定的，因为知道你们既受同样的苦楚，也必同得安慰。
So God's plan is that if you suffer, there will be comfort. Hang in there. It'll be difficult, but God will comfort you, and you just rejoice in the comfort that He gives you.
因为这里基本上说呢，如果你受到苦楚，你能看到那里有一个安慰，你看着那个安慰呢，神会给你的，所以你应该欢喜为神给你的安慰。
All right, so in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 then, a parallel. Suffering and comfort. Suffering and comfort. Suffering and comfort.
所以在格林的后书第一章里呢，从第一节开始呢，它就是一个平行的苦楚安慰，苦楚安慰，这两个都是平行进行的。
Now when you get over to the book of 1 Peter, you get a different parallel.
所以呢你到了彼得前书的时候呢，你会发现不同的这个平行比较。
In 2 Peter, the theme is suffering and glory. Suffering and glory. From suffering comes glory.
所以呢在 2 Peter?
1 Peter.
在彼得前书的呢，你会发现这样一个比较。苦楚了荣耀，苦楚了荣耀，你得到的苦楚了是最后你得到荣耀。
And that theme actually is in 2 Peter 2. It's 1 Peter and 2 Peter. Suffering and glory.
实际上呢，这在彼得前书后书里都有提到，就是说苦楚荣耀。
So what's the good of suffering?
所以苦楚有什么益处呢？
Answer, many wonderful things.
答案是有很多美妙的事儿。
Suffering in the Bible leads to character. Suffering in the Bible brings comfort. Suffering in the Bible will ultimately bring glory. Any time we suffer, God says, I will make it for your good. If you will trust me, if you believe me, I will make the sufferings good.
为了苦楚的在圣经里呢，通常会导致到你的好的品性，导致到你得到安慰，导致到你会得到荣耀。所以神就说呢，你应该好好的去受你那个苦楚，然后你会得到安慰和荣耀。
All right, so, how many times? Was the word comfort here? I told you how many times?
我刚才告诉你们的有几次在这里有安慰这个词呢？
Okay, so some of you got it. Okay, 10 times.
有些人把你们两个巴掌都伸出来了，知道是十次。
Can you count to 10?
你可以数到十吗？
So can God. He can count to 10 too.
所以神也会。
Now, he tells the Christians, I think in Thyatira, in Revelation chapter 2, he says, you will have suffering 10 days.
所以我想神在启示录里跟那个推牙推老那个教会讲的，就是你们要受十天的苦呢。
Okay, 10 days, how many comforts? 10 comforts, there will be suffering, there will be comfort. You let God comfort you in your sufferings.
所以有多少安慰呢? 10个安慰，因为有十天的苦楚。 所以有十天苦楚呢，有苦楚就有安慰，啊，所以你就有苦楚呢，神就会给你安慰。When
you teach the little children, how do you teach them to count?
所以当你去教一些小孩的时候，你怎么教他们数数呢？
You teach them on their fingers, 1, 2, 3, 4, and you go all the way up to 10.
所以呢，你教他们掰着手指头数。 从一个两个一直数到十。
And God loves you and me just as much as He loves the little children. And He's going to keep count and He is going to comfort you when you need comfort.
因为神爱我们，他就像我们家小孩一样，他也像那样教我们。他就说呢，在我们有苦楚的时候呢，就会有安慰，他会给我们安慰。
All right, so I remember the story of the preacher who went to visit the little old lady in hospital. She was bedridden, she couldn't go anywhere, she couldn't do anything. She was really sick.
所以那个老年妇女呢，她非常的病得非常重，她又不能走，也不能说，不能到哪去，她只能在那个医院里待着。She
then the preacher said to her, "What do you do all day, every day, lying in this bed?"
传道人说呢，你整天的都躺在床上，你在都在做些什么呢？
She said, "Well, sometimes I have them read the Bible to me, and sometimes I pray, and sometimes I sing."
所以呢，他说呢，啊，有时候呢，我让他们给我读圣经，啊，有时候呢，我祷告，有时候呢，我唱赞美诗。
And the preacher said, "And what do you do the rest of the time?"
那个传道人说，那其余的时间你都在做些什么呢？
She said, "Well, I just lie here and let the Lord Jesus Christ love me."
她说呢，啊，我只是躺在这里，让主耶稣来爱我。
Our God is the God of all comfort.
我们的神是那有所有的安慰的神。
Peter can sleep in prison in chains.
所以彼得呢，他能够在被
The invalid can rest in her bed. I'm not sure what that was. Rest in her bed.
那个可以呢，在他的床上休息。
All right. So, God is our comfort, and all through the Christian life, you may have questions, you will have difficulties. And through it all, God is our comfort. He will always be your comfort. Rest in that. Relax. That's what Paul did in the difficulties he had.
神是我们的安慰，在你们啊一切的，在你们的基督徒生活中呢，你们会有很多麻烦，也会有很多困难，也会有各式各样的，但是呢。 你们要把那些都丢掉，你知道神是你们的安慰，然后我们的主会给你们安慰。And
then he's going to give them an example of what he did when he was in great difficulty.
然后呢，他就给了我们一个例子，就讲到他在他有大麻烦的时候，他是怎么样过的。
All right, verses 8 through 11, please.
所以我跟大家读一下第8节到第11节。 弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了，自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神，他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们。 并且我们指望他将来还要救我们，你们以祈祷帮助我们，好叫许多人为我们谢恩，就是为我们因许多人所得的恩。All
right, we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships we suffered in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, in our hearts we felt the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves but on God, who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and He will deliver us. On Him we have set our hope that He will continue to deliver us. As you help us by your prayers, then many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor God granted us in answer to the prayers of many. So he's basically saying, listen, when I was in Asia, the problems were extremely great, and I thought I was going to die. I thought there was no hope, but I kept on trusting in God.
因为他这里基本上第八节是讲到了当他们在亚细亚的时候，他们的问题如此之大，所以他们可能就说当时。
And He comforted me. Not only that, but He restored me. You prayed, I prayed. God answered our prayers, and He delivered me.
因为他实际上呢，神在那里，他安慰我们，他把我们恢复到正常的状况，他。
Now, what did he learn from that extreme difficulty? Well, verse 9 says, this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead.
所以呢，这里第九节说呢，这种事情发生呢，是让我们不要依靠自己，而是依靠那个让死人复活的神。What
was the result of his suffering?
他苦难的结果是什么呢？
He learned that God was able to raise the dead. He learned to trust in God because of the suffering through which he was brought.
因为他从这里学到了呢，神可以叫死人复活，所以呢，他也学到了，完全是把他的信心放在神那里，然后他知道神给他带来苦难呢，也会给他带来安慰。
How do you learn then to be able to comfort other people?
你怎么样学习去能够去安慰其他的人呢？
You go through an experience where God comforts you.
你就从你的那个经历中，当神安慰你的那个经历中学到怎么去安慰其他人。
And then you say to them, "Don't you worry, God helped me, God will help you."
所以你就会跟那些人说呢，啊，不要着急，不要担心，神。 帮助了我，同样神也会帮助你。
Now you'll notice in verse 10, that the word deliver is used on three occasions.
所以你们大家看第十节里，那个有一个叫 deliver 的，也就是脱离的，实际上有三个方面的意义。
So verse 10 says, He has delivered us from a deadly peril.
第十节说呢，他成就我们脱离那极大的死亡。
And then he's basically saying, He will deliver us in the present.
基本上他接着说呢，现在仍要救我们。
And then he says, He'll deliver us in the future.
所以呢，再说呢，他在将来还会救我们。
So how would you know that he's going to deliver you in the future?
你怎么知道他在将来会拯救你呢？
Because he delivered you in the past, and he's with you right now.
因为他在过去拯救了你，现在他跟你在一起。
So David said one day, I think I'm going to volunteer to go and fight Goliath.
所以呢，有一天呢，大卫王他曾经说呢，我要自愿的去和格利亚打仗。
And Saul said, You're just a little boy. You're only a teenager. You can't fight that great giant.
所以呢，扫罗说呢，你就是一个男孩，就是一个半大的孩子，你不会去跟那个巨人作战。
And David said, Oh yeah, I could do that. You see, God delivered the lion out of my hand.And God delivered the bear. I killed both the lion and the bear. I can kill Goliath because God helped me yesterday. He can help me tomorrow.
大卫说呢，我可以跟古利亚作战，因为呢，神曾经救我脱离狮子的口，也脱离熊的口。如果神呢，在过去把我从狮子和熊的口里救出来，同样我也可以战胜格利亚。
Okay, so those are good benefits that flow from the difficulties of life.
这是呢，从那个我们人生中那些苦难中所流出来的好的那些益处。
Now the next line, verse 11, talks about the benefits of all this, and these benefits are these: if you have had God answer your prayer, you can say thank you.
这里呢，得出来的呢，所有的那些益处呢，就是呢，说呢，如果你祷告的时候神帮助了你，你应该说，应该谢恩。
So how many good things has God done for you?
神在你身上做了多少件好事呢？
And when you're very young, you can think of some, and when you get to be a little bit older, you can think of more.
当你非常小的时候，你可以想到一些，当你长大了一点的时候呢，你可以想到更多一点。
But the Christian spends a lot of time saying, Thank you, Lord.
但是基督徒呢，花很多时间说，感谢您主。
So the question is, why does he say thank you so often?
为什么？问题是为什么基督徒说那么多的感恩呢？
And the answer is, you say thank you so often because the Lord has comforted you so often.
因为你说感谢主，你说的很多，就像你神安慰你的那样多。
So we sit back and we say, Lord, this is amazing. I want to thank you for this, and I want to thank you for that, and I thank you for the other thing.
当你坐下的时候，你会说呢，主啊，这个太美妙了，我要。为此献上感恩，我要为那个献上感恩，我要为所有的献上感恩。
So as you go through the Christian life, you're going to find, just like Paul did, that there are times when it's difficult.
当你在你的基督徒生活中呢，你会发现，就像 保罗那样，他有很多麻烦在他的生活中。
And you may even say, you know, I am suffering.
你可能甚至说呢，我在苦难中。
But if you suffer, the Lord says you're going to get comfort from the suffering.
所以如果你在受苦难呢，主就会说呢，你会从你的苦难中得到安慰。
And if you suffer, you will learn. You will learn to have confidence in God, even the God who does the miracle in your life, like raising Paul from the dead.
因为你们下面接着说呢，如果你那个在你的苦难中呢，你能学到神能安慰你，就像保罗当时他在他患难中，他已经知道，甚至。神把保罗从死里复活。
And the third thing is, you're going to get the blessings of having lots of things to say thank you for.
所以呢，第三条呢，就是你会得到很多你要说你为此献上感恩的赐福。
So when you get to heaven and you meet the Lord Jesus Christ and he says, let's have a little talk, what are you going to say?
因为当你到了天堂的时候，你碰到了主耶稣，主耶稣说，好吧，我们来谈一谈，那你想想你要说什么。
Have you figured out what you're going to say?
你想出来了你要说什么吗？
And the answer is yes, I'm going to say thank you.
我让我来给说我的答案，我会说感谢你主。
And he's going to say, thank you for what, Harold?
他会说 Harold, 你要为什么感恩呢？
And I'm going to say, that's a long list, Lord. So you better be patient. And I'm just going to start going down that list of all the things that I am thankful for. And we'll just go through life day after day after day after day of all the things that I can say thank you for.He's a good God.
所以呢，我就会说，我说主啊，我有一个很长的表，我会说呢，您要耐心的听我说完，因为我这个是表上从一天到一天，一天到一天，我每件事都要献上感恩，所以我说主啊，我感谢您。
So why did Paul have problems in Asia?
为什么保罗在亚西亚有麻烦呢？
Well, he learned a lot of things, and he proved God in a wonderful way. He was comforted by the Lord, but he ended up with comfort that he could pass on to the Corinthians, because he could say to them, you got a problem, I know, I've had problems, but God solved my problems.He'll solve your problems.
所以他在那个亚细亚的那个患难中呢，他学到了很多东西，他学到了神来安慰他，他可以把这个从这里学到的呢传递给当时的格林多人。他说：“你看，当时神这么安慰你，安慰我，同样也会以同样的方式来安慰你们。”
All right, we're going to get on to the next section.Maybe there's a question on this section that we should deal with.
因为我们要学到下一部分，那么呢，可能在刚才我们学到的这一部分中呢，大家有什么问题，现在提出来。
Any questions that we should deal with at this point?
在这一点上，我们应该去应对的一些你们的问题是什么？
Okay,
I have a question.
Go ahead.
So, the verse, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Yes.
Is this one of the reasons why we can? Because we can know even in the sufferings there will be comfort?
所以他说的意思呢，是在提送的一家后书里面讲的一段，就是说凡事感恩，这是因为神在主耶稣里给你们的旨意。他就是说这是就是为什么我们要凡事感恩，因为我们在患难中会得到安慰吗？
I think the answer is yes, don't you?
I think so. I just had never thought of it together before.
Yeah. God brings all manner of good out of the distresses of life.
所以呢，他海尔德说答案是肯定的。主要呢说他也认为，但是他不知道怎么把这些联系起来。所以海尔德说呢，神呢是那个安慰的神，他可以把你的从苦难中带出啊，对你有益处的事情给你。
So you go back to the story of Joseph, and you'll remember that Joseph's brothers sold him into Egypt. And Joseph said, this is terrible. But then Joseph realized that he was the governor of Egypt, and his brothers and his father, all his family were starving, and he was able to save them.
后来呢，约瑟他意识到，他是当时的那个埃及的统治者，当时有大饥荒，他的那些弟兄们和他的父亲可以通过他来免于饿死。
And so he says, you brothers, when you sold me, you meant it for bad. But God meant this big problem for good. Not just for my good, because Joseph got to be the governor of Egypt, and he had a pretty wonderful life. But it was good for even the people who sold him. God meant it for good. Therefore, be comforted. Relax.
所以他对他的那个弟兄们讲了，兄弟们讲呢，说呢，当你们把我卖掉的时候，对我来说是很糟糕的。但是神从这件事情里呢，带出来了好的，因为我后来成为了埃及的统治者，我有一个非常好的生活。但是呢，不仅是我有了这样的生活，因为我是这里统治者。
What are the best stories in life?
那在你的人生中最好的故事是什么呢?
All the good stories in life are it looked really bad and then it worked out really good.
所以呢，所有的在人生中的那些美好的故事呢，它刚开始看起来都是。
And if you tried to read a bedtime story to the children and it didn't have any bad part that got deliverance from, then it wouldn't be that interesting for the children. If you're going to read a children's story, the children's story is only good if there's some bad that is turned to good.
Okay. Yeah. 但如果你在孩子临睡之前给孩子讲睡前的那个故事的时候，你讲的都是好的故事。但如果有什么不好的故事呢？但那个故事的结局一定是好的。All
right. So I told you that the book of 2 Corinthians is the book about the reasons behind the work of God, the reasons behind the man of God. So we're going to read the next section now, and it's about Paul's change of plan. How do you know what the plan ought to be? Have you ever planned something and it didn't work out that way? Anybody else planned something and it didn't work out that way?
前世讲的神的功的原因，下面我们要学到的一部分呢，就是保罗改变他的计划。你在你的人生中有没有一些时候，你一直在改变计划呢？这里讲的是保罗，使徒保罗在改变计划。And
sometimes you're very disappointed.
有时候呢，你非常失望。All
right, so Roy will read down to verse 14, please, the next paragraph.
我跟大家读一下第12节到第14节。我们所夸的是自己的良心, 见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实，在世为人不靠人的聪明，来靠神的恩惠，像你们更是这样。我们现在写给你们的话，并不外乎你们所念的、所认识的。我也盼望你们到底还是要认识，正如你们已经有几分认识我们，以我们夸口，好像我们在我们主耶稣的日子以你们夸口一样。
All right. Verse 12. Now this is our boast. Our conscience testifies that as that we have conducted ourselves in the world, and especially in our relations with you, in the holiness and sincerity that are from God. We have done so not according to worldly wisdom, but according to God's grace. For we do not write you anything you cannot read or understand, and I hope that, as you have understood us in part, you will come to understand fully, that you can boast of us just as we will boast of you in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他读的十二节到第十四节。
All right, so he's basically saying, somehow you've got to understand what has been happening with me and what happens with you.
所以他基本上说呢，有时候你们要理解在我身上的发生的事情，也要理解在你们身上发生的事情。
And so he says, our conscience is that we have behaved ourselves toward you as the Lord would want us to behave. We didn't do something on ourselves or for ourselves. What we do is for you.
但是我们呢，第九节第十二节基本上讲的是呢，从良心上讲，我们的行为是要按照主让我们去做的那样的行为去行为。我所做的行为呢，是要让你们也从这行为里得到好处。
Now that's the way we would want to behave in the family.
所以这就是这是这种方式呢，就是我们要在家里的那种表现。
And so the little boy says, "Why did you do that, Daddy?"
一个小男孩说，为什么你要那么做呢，爸爸？
And Daddy says, "Well, I did that because I felt that would be best for you."
那个父亲就说呢，我为什么这么做呢？因为我认为如果我那样做，对你来说是最好的。
And the little boy would be brokenhearted if his daddy said, "The only reason I did that was for the best for me, and I don't care about you."
所以那个小男孩呢，如果这个父亲这样说，我这么做的原因呢，是为我的好处，我根本不关心你，那这个小男孩就会心碎了。
That's the way the work of God should be done.
这就是神的工应该做的方式。
And I must confess that many years ago, a man came to me regarding the work at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, and this is what he said.
我必须来承认，在很多年前有一个人来到十六街教会，他告诉我十六街教会的一些事儿。
He said, "I know why you did that. You did that because that's what you like."
他说，我知道你为什么那么做。你那么做是因为你喜欢那么做。
And I thought to myself, well, that's maybe the way I would work at home, but I certainly wouldn't want to do anything at the chapel just because I like to do it. That wouldn't be valid.
所以他说呢，我在想，那也许是我在家里这样做我喜欢的事儿，但是我不应该在教会里做我喜欢的事儿，不应该是这做这个事儿是我喜欢，这样我在这里就没有任何价值了。
He says in verse, I'm not sure if it's 13 or 12, he says, "We have not done so according to worldly wisdom, but according to God's grace." That's verse 12.
第十二节讲的，在世为人不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩典。
He says, "What I have done, I've done because of what God wants to be done for you, for me, for all the others. The man of God does the work of God in a way that it brings blessing to everyone.
我按照神的方式做，那神的工作完了呢，是为了我们的益处，也是为了大家所有人的益处。
That is God's standard. That's what we all seek to live up to. Sometimes we fail, but that is what we all should be doing. We are a family, and we work together in order that each one will get maximum blessing.
这就是我们应该去做的。我们是神的家庭的成员，我们做任何事都是要按照神的方式去做，而不是按照人的智慧去做。我们如果每一个人都这样做的话，我们就保证我们在家里的每一个人都得到神那里最大的赐福。
And he says, I do this, at verse 14, so that you will come to understand that you can boast of us just as we boast of you.
所以呢，在第十四节说呢，如果这样的话，你们就来说，你为我夸口，我们也为你夸口。
So Paul says, when I'm talking to people about the work of God, I can boast and I can say, those Corinthians are wonderful.
保罗基本上就是这样说的，当我谈到神的工作的时候呢，说我会为格林多的人夸口，因为他们都是一些很好的人。And
the Corinthians will say, you know, it's marvelous. We heard the gospel from Paul, and Paul is wonderful.
所以呢，格林多的人也可以这样说。他说，你知道吗？我们从保罗那里听到了福音，保罗是一个很好的人。All
right, so that's the way it should be in a family, shouldn't it?
这就是在家里应该有的一个方式，是不是？
When I was in my family as a little boy, I just had a mother and a father and a sister.
当我是个小男孩的时候呢，我家里呢，我只有父亲、母亲，还有一个姐姐。
And I was proud of my mother and father and sister.
我为我的父亲、母亲和我的姐姐感到骄傲。
And so when we were on the street, I didn't mind saying, that's my dad over there, that's my dad.
因为当我们在街上的时候，我不会介意说啊，那个是我的爸爸，那个我爸爸就在那块儿。And
I was very flattered one day. I probably told you. I remember I was on the street downstairs downtown, probably on Granville Street, and my father introduced me to one of his business friends, and he basically said, "This is my son, and I'm proud of my son."
我甚至有一点点小得意，在很久以前，我在downtown的时候，在一条街上的时候，我的爸爸碰到了一个他的朋友，他指着我说：“这是我的儿子，我为我儿子感到骄傲。” And
so we went together as a family, and I was proud of my family, and by God's grace, there were times when they were proud of me, and it was wonderful.
所以呢，我们 是一个家庭，我为我的父母感到骄傲，我的父母为我感到骄傲，这是一个很美好的家庭。How
do we behave at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel?
我们在16街教会里应该怎么做呢？
In a way that each will be proud of the other, each will boast of the other.
就是这样一种方式，我们互相 为每一个人感到骄傲，我们也互相为其他的人夸口。Each
will rejoice in the other. It's a wonderful thing.
我们互相之间呢，也很享受我们这样一个关系，这是非常美的。But
not always does it seem like that.
但是呢，情况呢，通常不总是这样。
Sometimes it seems like somebody did something wrong. Somebody didn't live up to their obligations.
所以呢，通常呢，有些人呢，他们做了什么错事？ 有些人呢，并没有负起他们该负的责任呢。And
in particular, the Corinthians felt that Paul had not honored them because he didn't come to see them when he said he was going to come.
所以呢，实际上特别的在这里讲到的一点呢，格林多的人认为保罗不尊重他，他们因为他保罗说要来他们教会，结果他没有来。
And so in verse 14, he says, I want you to understand what's going on.
因为在第14节里呢，他就说呢，我要你们知道到底发生了什么。They
misjudged Paul because they didn't understand.
他们误解了保罗，是因为他们不理解。So
you be very careful. Don't you go around criticizing other Christians because you might just not understand it all.
所以呢，你们要非常仔细的、非常小心的去批评其他的基督徒，因为你可能并不知道到底发生了什么。And
in a home, you'll realize that times like that arise when somebody accuses somebody of something. You didn't do this.
因为在家里呢，通常也是这样的，有些人呢，他去苛责另一个人，说你没有做你该做的事。And
then you find out why they didn't do it, and you're very embarrassed, and you say, "Well, I'm awfully sorry for criticizing you, because it just looked like it was wrong, but it really wasn't wrong."
因为当你发现其中的原因的时候呢，你就会感到非常的尴尬，因为你会说呢。 这件事看起来不对，但实际上呢，它并不是不对的。我非常非常的抱歉，我去批评了你。All
right, verses 15, 16, 17, please, and we'll find out what appeared to be wrong.
因为我们呢，让大家读15、16、17节，我们来发现有什么事情不对。我既然这样深信，就早有意到你们那里去。 叫你们在得益处，也要从你们那里经过，往马其顿去，再从马其顿回到你们那里，叫你们给我送行，往犹太去。我有此意，岂是反复不定吗？我所起的意，岂是从情欲起的？叫我忽视忽悔吗？
All right, 15 says, because I was confident of this, I planned to visit you first so that you might benefit twice. I planned to visit you on my way to Macedonia and to come back to you from Macedonia and then to have you send me on my way to Judea. So that was my plan. When I planned this, did I do it lightly? Or do I make my plans in a worldly manner so that in the same breath I say yes, yes, and no, no?
你来读的是15到17节。
So, he's basically saying, this is what I planned to do. But he said, I just didn't say, oh yeah, that's what I'll do. He said, there was a reason for it. I'm not the kind of person who says, oh yeah, no, no, doesn't matter, anything goes. He said, no, I was serious. I wanted to do this for you.
基本上是讲呢，我是早就计划好要去你们那里的，我不是说我临时想起来，我要去你们那里，但是我们去了肯定有这个原因，我不是那样一种人，我说啊，对对对，那我不是这样的一个人。And
then he digresses a little. We get lots of digressions in 2 Corinthians in order to prove other points. But he digresses and he talks about the foolishness of just saying yes without a commitment or no without a commitment. So Roy, verses 18 through 22, please.
下面呢，到第十八节，他们也其实在讲，他保罗呢，他就在分析一下这个什么什么是原因啊，这样这样那，他通常呢。 在格林多书里面我们通常有这样一个逻辑，它一直是用其他的东西分析出来去证明前面的事儿。我指着信实的神说，我们向你们所传的道并没有似而又非的，因为我和希拉并提摩太在你们中间所传神的儿子耶稣基督总没有似而又非的，在他只有一世神的应许。这是 18-19
No, carry on to 20, the end of 22.
OK. 所以第二十节，神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以即使他也都是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。那在基督里坚固我们和你们并且高我们的就是神，他又用印印了我们，并赐圣灵在我们心里做凭据。
All right, in English then, but as surely as God is faithful, our message to you is not yes and no. In other words, not a flippant yes, not a flippant no. Our message to you is serious. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who has preached among you by me and Silas and Timothy, was not simply yes and no, but in him it has always been yes. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are all yes in Christ. And so through him, amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Now, it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us. He set his seal of ownership upon us and put his Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. All of which is saying that when God makes a promise, it is real. It's not going to change.
因为他读的是十八到二十节，这所有的讲到的呢，当神的有一个应许的时候，他是确实的，他不会改变。
You can always count on the promises of God.
你永远可以信靠神的应许。
And not only that, but he has set his Spirit upon us so that his Spirit works in our hearts.
对，那不仅仅是这样的，他同样说呢，神的圣灵呢在我们里面，他在。
And here he tells us that the reason that God has given his Spirit to us is a deposit or a guarantee that one day God will take us to be with himself.
这里呢，他讲到的呢，神的圣灵，他应许了，保证了我们可以将来有一天能和神在一起。
How do we know we get to go to heaven when we die?
我们怎么知道到我们死后我们要去天堂呢？
Anybody can say it. How do we know it's real?
任何人都可以这么去讲，但是我们怎么知道这是真的呢？
God says, well, this is what I'll do. I will send my Spirit into your heart.
神说我可以这样做，我呢，把我的圣灵放到你的心里。
And when he comes into your heart, he will begin to change your heart and change your life to the point where you will know that God is in your heart.
因为呢，他说神呢，神的圣灵到了你的心里呢，他就会改变你的心，改变你的人生，让你去知道神在你的心里。
And that knowledge is a proof that God will take you to heaven one day.
这样的一个知识呢，就是一个证据，就是将来神会把你带到天堂和他在一起。
The illustration here is somewhat simple. I've given it to you before. I'll give it again. What would you do if you got a letter in the mail that said that your aunt has died and she has left you $10 million?
所以呢，这个呢，我给你们举的一个例子呢，以前给过你们，我同样现在要把这个例子讲给你们听。如果说你们收到一封信，这信里说呢，你的一个婶婶死了，然后他给你留了1000万的遗产。
What would you do?
你会做什么呢？
You'd say, I'll be down, pick it up in the morning. I'd like to get it first thing tomorrow morning, please.
你说我就会马上去，明天早上第一时间我要把它拿到。
And the lawyer says, no, it's not available yet for you. Actually, there's a couple of other things that have got to be done in the estate before we can give you your $10 million. But in order to prove that you're going to get $10 million, you come down tomorrow morning and we've got a check for you for $500,000, and that will help you to remember that soon you're going to get the rest of the money.
那个律师呢负责遗产那个律师就说别，现在你拿不到这1000万，因为还有好多手续没办完。当所有的事情办完了以后呢，你可以拿到这1000万。但是为了让你相信，你可以拿到这1000万呢，明天早上你来到我的办公室，我给你一个50万的支票。
We've got to go to heaven, and if we had our choice, we would book a flight first thing in the morning, and we'd say, bye-bye, I'm going to go to heaven in the morning.
所以呢，如果我们要去天堂呢，我不是说我就去买一个机票，然后呢，上了飞机说，再见了，明天早上我要去天堂。
God says, I'll take you to heaven, but not right now. What I'll do is, I'll just give you the Holy Spirit of God, and He will be in your life, and He'll be so wonderful. He'll help you, and He will comfort you. And then, when it comes time to take you to heaven, I'll take you to heaven. But the proof that you're going to go to heaven is, I will give you the Holy Spirit.
所以神说呢，我不是说现在就把你带到天堂去。 我会把我的圣灵放到你心里，你知道我的圣灵在你的心里呢，他会帮助你，他会帮助你完成一些很多事，他会安慰你。但是呢，我怎么证明我要带你去天堂呢？因为我把我的圣灵还放到你的心里。But
Paul says you're still wondering why I didn't come to see you when I went up to Macedonia and back. Why didn't I fulfill those that promised to you?
但是保罗还是没有说他为什么去马其顿，又从马其顿回来，要去看他们。他本来答应去看他们，为什么没有去？All
God's promises are real. Why didn't that promise get fulfilled?
所以所有的神的应许都是可以实现的。那为什么这个应许不实现呢？
All right, verse 23. I call God as my witness that it was in order to spare you that I did not return to Corinth.
第二三节是这样讲的，我呼吁神给我的心做见证，我没有往格林多去，是为要宽容你们。
Uh-oh, something happened, and Paul said, I couldn't come to Corinth as I had hoped to come, because if I did come, there would have been a problem. It would have been too hard for you to spare you from that problem. I didn't come.
以后有什么事情发生了？这里呢，保罗说了，我为什么计划，我希望到你们那去，我没有去呢？ 是因为你们那里出现了一些问题，我没有去呢，是为了 如果我去了，你们那些问题了，我没办法去，你们也没办法解决面对。我就是持去，我就是为了要宽容你们，给你们一些时间，让你们解决那些问题。
Something went wrong between the promise and the fulfillment of the promise. Something came in between those two. Paul says that came in. We've got to find out what it was. But that's why he didn't fulfill his promise. Some problem arose.
这就是保罗为什么没完成他的承诺呢？在这个承诺和完成之间出现了一些问题。我们下面可能会找到这个原因。就是说为什么他承诺要去又没去，就在这个承诺和实现之间有问题存在。
Now he says verse 24, not that we lord it over your faith, but we work with you for your joy, because it is by faith you stand firm.
第二十四节说呢，我们并不是辖管你们的信心，乃是帮助你们的快乐，因为你们凭信才站立得住。
Paul is saying, I'm not your boss, I'm not the Lord over you, but I want to work with you for your joy.
保罗说呢，我不是你们的老板，我也不去辖管你们的信心，我跟你们要一起帮助你们。
The problem we're going to see is this. They didn't respond properly to Paul's rebuke, and because of that, when he came back, he couldn't just pat them on the head and say, there, everything's wonderful. He would have had to say, you haven't done what you're supposed to do.
这个问题呢，就是呢，格林多的当时的人，他并没有好好的去应对保罗给他们的责备。如果保罗去了，保罗不可能就像那拍拍他们肩膀说啊，一切都做得很好，他还是要帮他们解决那些问题。
All right, so some of you remember the story of the fact that Daddy is coming.
你们大家记得这个故事，这个是啊，爸爸要来了。
For the little children, when daddy is coming, that's usually really good news.
对有些男孩来说呢，如果爸爸要来了，是一个非常好的消息。
But if the children have been naughty, what do they think when daddy is coming?
但是呢，如果那个小孩他的表现不好的时候，你认为当他的爸爸来的时候会发生什么呢？
They often say, well, I hope daddy doesn't come right now.
所以他们通常是这样说，我不希望我爸爸现在来。
Sometimes though, they have been naughty and they haven't even understood enough to realize that when daddy comes, he's going to have to set it right.
有些时候呢，当他们表现不好做错的事情的时候呢，他们并没有意识到，当爸爸来的时候，他们在爸爸来之前，他们可以把这些事情纠正过来，改正过来。
Okay, so they had to realize that Paul said, I can't come right now, because if I do come right now, I am going to have to deal with your problem.You wouldn't deal it. When I come, I will deal with it. And that's going to be pretty hard on you. And that's going to be pretty hard on me. So I'm going to give you some more time. And I'm not coming home right now.
因为保罗这里跟他们说呢，你们有些问题你们自己没有解决好，所以我现在我不来。如果我来了以后呢，我就不得不去帮你们解决问题，帮助你们解决那些你们自己不愿意去解决的问题。如果是这样的话呢，对你来说是很难的，对我来说呢也是很难的。所以我呢准备给你们一点时间，让你们自己先把问题解决了以后我再来。
Sometimes you might say, I wish God would do this good thing for me right now.
有时候呢，你可能会这样说，我希望现在神就把这样的好事加在我身上。
And sometimes God has to say, I can't, because you won't let me, you're not behaving the way you should.
因为有时候神就会说，我不会加在你身上，因为你没有表现出来你应该有的表现。
And that can be a very, very big issue in our lives.
这可能会成为一个很大的问题在我们的人生中。
Why don't you bless me?
为什么你不赐福我呢？
Sometimes he has to say, I can't bless you because that is still wrong in your life.
有时候呢所以说我不会赐福你，因为那些事情在你的人生中仍然是错误的。
So Paul says, why didn't, or they say to Paul, why didn't you come back when you said you were going to come back?
因为他们基本上格林多人说，你为什么不来呢？因为你说了你要来。
And he has to say, because you weren't ready for me to come back.
所以呢，保罗说呢，你们并没有准备好让我再来。
So we'll get into those verses when we get into chapter 2 next time. We're trying to follow the logic here as you go through 2 Corinthians. What is it that God is doing in lives? How is he working in his preachers, in his teachers, in his pastors, in his congregations? How does he work? What are their relationships? Here's one of the big issues. If the people don't respond, the Lord can't bless them the way he would like to bless them.
因为这里呢，我们下一个星期呢会讲到第二章。这里呢，我们学到了呢神的功他是怎么做出来的啊，神的那些讲道的，神的那些教师，神的那些功在一步一步的，神的会众，神的什么在教会里一样一样的怎么做下来的？就是说，如果你不把你自己准备好，你不按照神的方式去做工的话，神不能把赐福马上放到你的身上。
All right, that's maybe where we'll finish off the teaching. We've still got a couple of minutes. Are there any questions for clarification or otherwise before we can call today off and we'll get together next week?
因为今天呢我们的学习就到这里了还有几分钟，所以大家呢如果有任何的问题，有什么要弄清楚的有什么自己的评论可以现在讲。
Any question, comment, consideration, anything else?
任何的问题，任何的评论，任何的需要考虑的。还有其他的东西大家要讲都可以现在说。
All right. Been good being with you again today. Let me remind you that the children will have a little Zoom meeting in an hour and then we'll also have our Tuesday night prayer meeting. Eric Peterson will be speaking tonight and we'll probably have our meeting upstairs so that others can join us as well. This afternoon we've had 5 here in the chapel, which is very good. Norma and Long and Josh and Roy and I, and that's good. It was nicer when you were all here in the chapel, but I'm glad at least to be able to see you. The problem is that Roy and I and Long, we can see you, but Josh and Norma can't. They just got to pretend that they know who's here, but they don't. So, all right.
非常好的跟大家有在这一起的这个时间。再次提醒一下大家呢，就是在3:30到4:30跟 Norma 有一个那个儿童的圣经学习，希望你把家里孩子带来参加。然后晚上的呢还仍然有我们的祷告会，我们的计划是在楼上举行，希望大家能来的都来参加， 因为这好，大家面对面的是一个很好的方式。我们今天呢，在这里呢，啊，今天晚上讲到的是 Eric Peterson， 然后我们今天呢，啊，在教下面呢，我们有五个人，然后是 Norma 和 Lam， Josh 还有 Harold 跟我，像我跟 Harold 两个人呢，我们可以看到你们，通过这个啊 Zoom， 然后和 Lam 也能看到你们，然后 Norma 他们呢，跟 Josh 他们只是假装能够看到你们，啊，希望大家啊能够来了教会啊。
Very good. Well, let's have a word of prayer then, and we'll head along. Lord, we thank you for the Bible. We thank you for the fact that you're the God who tells the truth.
主啊，我们也献上感恩为呢圣经，我们也献上感恩，因为您是那个告诉我们真理的神。
Sometimes, Lord, we're like the Corinthians and we don't understand. We just blame other people because things don't appear to be right.
所以呢，有时候呢，我们就像那个格林多的那些人一样，我们不理解别人，我们去责怪其他的人，看有些事看着不对的时候。
And Lord, we pray that we might be like the Apostle Paul, doing those things in and for the Church of God that are according to God's plan. And Lord, deliver us, we pray, from criticism of others. When things don't go according to plan, it may very well be our personal problem.
因为主要我们祷告是请救我们出来那一个想要去批评别人当什么事情看起来是不对的时候，那通常的时候是我们自己的不对。
Lord, help us to trust in you and to rest in the comfort which you can give us in all the sufferings and distresses of life.
主要请帮助我们，帮助我们去理解，让我们去在那您的安慰里有安息，尤其是当我们人生中出现了极大的压力和困难的时候。
And we thank now in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名献上感恩。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. Thank you all. We'll see you this evening if you're able.